WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. About a week after President Donald Trump tweeted ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal immigrants, including families, from the U.S., he's set to make good on that promise. Correspondent Meredith Wood.
A senior immigration official has confirmed that ICE is set to launch raids in 10 U.S. cities beginning this Sunday, targeting about 2,000 people.
Montgomery County officials say the planned arrests have many in the community in fear. County Executive Mark Elrich and Council President Nancy Navarro issued a joint statement pledging their continued support of illegal immigrants in the county. They say local police will keep following a local policy which bars them from asking people about their immigration status or conducting immigration raids. After abruptly calling off the military strikes in Iran, President Trump's weighing what other options he has to deal with Iran after the country shot down an unmanned U.S. drone this week.
Now, despite the fact that the administration has been saying they would like to engage diplomatically with Iran to try to find a solution to this peacefully, there's no indication that Iran has been receptive to those overtures. The president is facing a drumbeat of pressure from Democrats to de-escalate the situation with Iran now.
Correspondent Sarah Westwood. Today marks the 10-year anniversary of a Metro Red Line crash that killed 8 people and injured 80.
A train derailment at Tacoma Metro Station, 301 Cedar Street, Northwest.
A train heading south from Tacoma slammed full speed into another outside Fort Totten. D.C. firefighters recalled the scene in a 2010 documentary.
One train has struck another, and it's sitting atop of another train.
Firefighters rushed to help the living and clear the dead.
The car was tilted to its side a little bit. We were up there for a good couple of hours working before it kind of became a recovery operation.
A memorial park was built nearby. A service will be held today to mark the occasion. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former Metro Transit police officer will spend 15 years in prison for trying to help ISIS by buying gift cards for the terrorist group, even though some of his convictions were tossed out on appeal.
Nicholas Young of Fairfax was sentenced to 15 years last year for obstruction of justice and attempting to provide support to a terrorist group. A federal appeals court tossed out the obstruction convictions and ordered a new sentencing hearing. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Leonie Brinkma reimposed the 15-year term, saying Young's conduct remains troubling. Young was the first law enforcement officer charged with a federal terrorism offense. He bought the gift cards while he was working as a Metro Transit cop. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A day of adventure turns deadly on Oahu's North Shore.
Honolulu Fire Chief Manuel Neves says firefighters found the wreckage of a twin-engine aircraft fully engulfed in flames.
It was a skydive aircraft. And right now, the initial report is 9 souls that were on board, and it doesn't appear that anybody survived.
The identities of those on board the plane have not been released. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. I'm Bill Michaels.
In sports, the Nats nipped the Braves 4-3, and the O's lost to the Mariners 10-9. Traffic and weather next.
Set sail for 3 vacations in 1 on a Disney cruise escape from WMAL. Discover Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment only found on board your Disney cruise. Indulge in the relaxing wonder of an ocean voyage. And, of course, experience the beauty and tranquility of tropical destinations. Plus, Disney's own private island, Castaway Key. Here's your chance to sail for paradise and enjoy the Disney cruise life. Enter for your chance to win a 4-night Disney Cruise Line vacation at WMAL.com/contests.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of accidents on the Beltway, though not really causing much of a problem. On the outer loop in College Park, just after Route 1, there's an accident along both shoulders on the left and right, but not causing any delay. In Virginia, in Fairfax, on the inner loop, just before Gallows Road, there is an accident. Just moved to the left shoulder. Again, that not causing any delay. And the earlier accident in Bethesda on River Road eastbound at Burdett Road has cleared, so you should find everything reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 63. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Right now, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange in Incorporated.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday morning update as we kick off our first 7 o'clock hour of the summer. We're joined by John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. And boy, can't we have another long day of rain as we did twice last week?
John, we almost started off the summer with a conflict with Iran, but at the very last minute, the president canceling the mission. And wanted to get your perspective. I mean, you've seen presidents in these similar situations. My thought was he used amazing restraint considering some of the people around him.
He certainly did, and I have a feeling he listened to people who are not exactly close to him or close to National Security Advisor John Bolton. In other words, he was talking to some old Iran hands, and these are some things he had to consider. Number one, there would probably be, he said, 150 casualties, according to U.S. generals. That's something no president likes to take responsibility for, except in the most dire circumstances. The other factor, and this is very important, is that imagine for a moment he did manage to wound the theocracy and power in Tehran and encourage people to overthrow what was left of the old order from the Ayatollah Khamenei on down. If that were the case, one would have a situation not unlike Libya, that there was no clear government, there was no sense of order, no obvious exile. I would say that I do know a lot of people in the Iranian exile communities. I've often been to meetings of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, which claims to be the lineal heirs to Prime Minister Mossadegh, overthrown in a U.S.-backed coup in 1953. And yet, they and other exile groups are in the United States and other countries. The government is going to emerge from the people in the streets. And we are clueless as to what kind of people would go into government and what kind of government they would run. Again, I just remind you of the example of Libya, which is the Wild West of the Middle East. Trump probably was made to understand this, and he chose to back away from an airstrike, and he himself confirmed that he reversed his original intention. But in his words, and they are inimitable, he's cocked and loaded. And I think this is going to give the Iranian regime pause about any more bad behavior or behavior that is anti-American. We'll see.
Friday, the final day for Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan at the Pentagon. President Trump announced the appointment of Mark Esper to that position on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about Mark Esper and some of the reaction to his appointment.
I was in touch with his old boss and mentor, former Secretary of Defense and U.S. Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. Now, you may recall, while Hagel is a Republican, he served as Barack Obama's Pentagon chief. He said flatly, Esper will do a good job. He was Hagel's legislative director, and as our former defense secretary reminded me, he's a graduate of West Point. He received the Douglas MacArthur Award for Leadership, and then he served in the Gulf War, winning, among other medals, the Bronze Star. From there, he went on to the corporate world, and he was serving as Secretary of the Army at the time of his appointment. He has a PhD, and the military, the corporate, a true multifaceted background for a multifaceted cabinet position. And oh yes, not only did he work for Hagel, but for former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. I think he knows how he can deal with Congress. Now that said, this nominee, and if I can borrow a phrase from a president, a Secretary of Defense out of central casting, that screams for an answer. Why wasn't he named in the first place instead of Mr. Shanahan? Mm-hmm. And I have to say this, Rick, looking at the details that forced Secretary Shanahan out, the alleged domestic violence with his former wife, I would have to say I question his credentials. Here's someone who had the slimmest resume of any choice for the Pentagon since Neil McElroy, a Procter & Gamble executive, named by President Eisenhower in 1957. Here's someone who did not serve in the military, which would make him only the second Secretary of Defense never to have worn the uniform. He made an estimated $3 million as a Boeing executive every year, had a nice home in suburban Seattle, and he gave it all up to take this job, knowing there was a truly large skeleton in his closet.
John, you wrote an interesting article, the headline on it, Pelosi Wants Infrastructure Deal Regardless of Impeachment. So what's the motivation here? There's got to be something behind that, because I don't think she's doing out of the kindness of her heart for the American people.
No, she's not doing out of the kindness of her heart. This is a way that she can demonstrate that the Democratic conference really wants to do something, and the Trump administration is mired down in possible impeachable offenses and is not going to make a move. According to Speaker Pelosi, the president has, in 80% of their conversations, brought up the subject of infrastructure to streamline and modernize the nation's highway. Swell. But then she said he drops the subject or segues off it when she brings up the cost of it and how to pay for it. And she will not accept cuts in programs for the poor or Social Security or Medicare benefits. She said that they could have paid for it if he had not given the top 1% of wage earners in the United States a tax cut. I'm not going to get into that argument, but she said that even if he were impeached, she would still pursue an infrastructure plan. I might add that the speaker did back away from her previous hostility to impeachment, to noting that each day the president ignores subpoenas and commits more impeachable offenses. Methinks that she's listening to the younger hotheads in her caucus who would impeach in a minute And Pelosi herself still likes to talk about policy, and in that case, it's infrastructure. The problem is, the president's never going to respond to her on it if it means doing anything to undo the tax cuts, the biggest accomplishment of his first term.
We've heard so many different perspectives this week on the Joe Biden comments about his relationship with Democratic segregationist senators, but you brought a different perspective, and you wrote an article on it this week, and give us a little more insight into that relationship.
Well, Rick, let me put it this way. Joe Biden was backing away from so many other positions that he's taken in the past. His opposition to school busing, for example, the way he treated Anita Hill, the witness against Clarence Thomas, in his stormy hearings to be on the Supreme Court, and, of course, his long-held opposition to federal funding of abortion and support of the Hyde Amendment. Recently, he talked about how he could work with people who differed with him, and he cited James Eastland of Mississippi. Eastland, for younger listeners, was a virulent segregationist, a self-avowed white supremacist, someone who called blacks an inferior race and used derogatory and bigoted terms for blacks. He was also chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee when young Joe Biden got to the Senate at the age of 30 in 1972. Biden, the canny politician that he is, cultivated the older man, and as a result, Jim Eastland, segregationist, old guard Southern Democrat, became a mentor to Joe Biden, civil rights advocate, and young and up-and-coming liberal star in the Senate. He got on the Judiciary and Foreign Relations Committees, both of which he would eventually chair himself. He served on the powerful Democratic Steering Committee. None of these things he would have achieved without the backing of the cigar-smoking, plain-spoken Mississippian. Now, when he brings up that name, it means that blacks, notably New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, are offended. Biden, to his credit, did not back down.
James Clyburn, of course, the South Carolina congressman, said it was an unforced error, a.k.a. another gaffe. Donald Trump's out talking to Telemundo. He spent, I don't know how many hours with George Stephanopoulos. He's on Meet the Press Sunday with Chuck Todd, who is not one of Donald Trump's favorites. But Joe Biden hasn't done any real interviews. Anything he's done, he's just been getting in and out of a car. And he's been very, very low-key, staying out of the public eye, and he's still managed several significant gaffes.
Well, he certainly has, and here's another fact to recall. On his own, Joe Biden collapsed as a presidential candidate in 1988 when he was speaking and apparently adapting the life of the then British Labour Party leader, Neil Kinnock. When he tried again in 2008, the total number of votes he received for the Democratic primary was less than the population of Wasilla, Alaska. It was only through Barack Obama being a benefactor and asking him to run with him that Biden finally made it into national politics. This is not someone who is canny in running a campaign or has a unique sense of presidential politics. My guess is that he'll continue to have gaffes. Democrats will decide whether they can forgive him because he's the Democrat who can win, or his career will finally be over, like so many other people who ran an election cycle too late.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. If you want to follow John, just go to Google and punch in Gizzi on politics. You'll get all his latest stories. John, thank you.
Thank you, Rick, and to all my friends out here in the Washington, D.C. area, stay cool this weekend.
It's going to be a nice one, John, but look out on Monday. We've got Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center, and right after that, we'll check the weather, and then we were back. Very latest on Taylor Swift, Freddie Mercury of Queen, and the Rolling Stones. That's coming up next, but first off, here's Michelle.
Couple of accidents on the Beltway, one in Maryland and College Park on the Outer Loop after Route 1, and another one in Virginia on the Inner Loop just before Gallows Road. Both of those accidents cleared away and no reported problems in the area. Now, in the district, keep in mind that the National Capital Barbecue Battle is happening this weekend, so there'll be numerous street closures in effect this weekend, including Pennsylvania Avenue between 3rd Street and 7th Street, and also Constitution Avenue between Pennsylvania Avenue and 3rd Street in Northwest. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have sunshine today, a high of 82. Tomorrow, it looks like a high of 86 in the sunshine. Afternoon thunderstorms on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs of 91, beginning of the week. Right now in Washington, we're at 65. We're headed to 82, and it's 721 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, it's first week of summer. Got to lighten it up a little bit. New music and old music all making headlines this week. Why don't we start with the controversy? The new music that is controversial is from Taylor Swift. The song is called You Need to Calm Down. It is a kind of sunny-sounding, outwardly friendly single to the gay community, released during Pride Month. Has a video that features many of pop culture's favorite gay personalities, but there's huge controversy and a lot of people are hopping mad. USA Today writes that the controversy extends beyond the normal splitting of hairs that accompanies everything Taylor Swift does. Voices around the internet have spoken out about the pop star using gay rights as a fashion statement and equating the online hate she's received to the violence that the LGBTQ community has historically faced. Since the music video's release on Monday, a scene depicting anti-gay protesters as country bumpkins has ignited new waves of criticism. She gets controversy all the time. This one seems a little more intense. Here's what the song sounds like. Taylor Swift, that's the new one, You Need to Calm Down. Well, here's a little interesting twist. Freddie Mercury. Remember Freddie Mercury from Queen? Remember the Dave Clark Five? That goes way back, 60s. They were kind of like number two to the Beatles at the time. Well, Dave Clark was a producer in 1985. He met Freddie Mercury at the Abbey Road Studios in London, and they recorded a song called Time. Here's what it sounds like.
Time waits for nobody. Time waits for nobody. We all must plan our hopes together, or we'll have no more future at all. Time waits for nobody.
New music from Freddie Mercury, recorded in 1985, produced by Dave Clark. And I would assume that will storm the charts. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, but if you weren't up, the Rolling Stones are back on tour. Mick Jagger, 75 years old, had surgery earlier in the year. He's back on the road, and here's what they sounded like last night as they kicked off. Concert sold out, Soldier Field in Chicago. Opening song last night. Now, I've had the good fortune to see the Stones a number of times in concert at a number of different venues, including the Warner Theater. When they played one of those really small club kind of dates to kick off a tour. If you have never seen the Rolling Stones in person, I would encourage you, if you can, to do so. It is an amazing, amazing event to see the Stones in concert. And, you know, they spare no expense. I mean, the Steel Wheels tour, what they built at RFK Stadium during the Steel Wheels tour is amazing. If you have a chance, see the Stones this summer, wherever you can get tickets.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Your best offense, we believe, is having the best defense. If you are 5 years away before full retirement, be defensive in your retirement strategies. Think, how can I protect, how can I preserve, how can I maximize what I've built to insulate myself from another 2008?
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource. And with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
The Big Screen Store. Now's the time for amazing deals. Like two Samsung 4K TVs, a 75-inch and a 65-inch. Whoa, both for just $15.99. Only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store. Now's the time for amazing deals. Like two Samsung 4K TVs, a 75-inch and a 65-inch. Whoa, both for just $15.99. Only at the Big Screen Store.
Don't miss the Heritage Landscape Services Career Fair this Tuesday, June 25th, 1 to 4 at Bethel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Manassas. Call for details, 703-996-1301, 703-996-1301.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this summer at Total Wine & More. Cheers! Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Want to be the favorite guest at the cookout this weekend? Bring a sweet Moscato with your homemade cherry pie.
Firing up the grill? Cool down with sangria. White or red? We've got recipes for both.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this summer at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
We're coming up on the 7:30 news next with Heather Curtis. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. KT McFarland traveling this weekend, so we'll have a good chance to air it out with Tony Schaefer this morning. And we'll be talking a lot about Iran and the United States, what happened and what is next. We'll also talk about what's next at the Pentagon as the new acting defense secretary, Mark Esper, takes over. And what's the latest on the investigation of the investigators? All coming up.
Lewis Carroll's Cheshire Cat said, "If you don't know where you're going, then any road will do." Will any road take you to the future you want for yourself and your family? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. The Wise Investor Group can help put you on the right road to a successful financial future. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. A rookie Sacramento police officer killed responding to a domestic violence call Wednesday was ambushed, according to city police. Correspondent Jim Roop with more.
A man in the home allegedly fired a high-powered rifle, striking 26-year-old officer Tara O'Sullivan, and continued firing, preventing the young officer's rescue. 50 minutes later, she was rescued, transported to a local hospital, where she died after surgery, making her the first Sacramento officer to be killed in the line of duty in 20 years.
Yesterday, the alleged shooter was charged with murder. A somber anniversary will be remembered today. It's been 10 years since two Red Line trains crashed near the Fort Totten Metro station at rush hour, killing 8 people and injuring 80 others.
We stopped and then felt like an explosion. We were hit at what seemed like full speed by the train behind us.
That survivor recalled her experience in a documentary DC Fire put together about the crash in 2010. A memorial service will be held at 10 this morning to honor the people who lost their lives. Since the crash, another woman died when a train filled with smoke in 2015. Metro's been trying to improve safety and reliability through General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's Safe Track program, but ridership's still down. If you're near the National Mall this morning, your phone will be beeping loudly at 11:30, and you'll be getting a text from the D.C. government. No need for alarm. The city's Department of Homeland Security is testing its wireless emergency alert system in preparation for 4th of July celebrations. In sports, the Nats nip the Braves 4-3. The O's fall to the Mariners 10-9. Up next, traffic and weather.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield, our companies take what we learn from covering 1 in 3 Americans to make healthcare work better. From pinpointing hotspots for childhood asthma and taking action to keep kids in school, to matching patients with the primary care doctors they need. We use our unmatched data and unique insights to address the needs of the communities we serve for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Chris Plant here, and I've got a little story for you. Once upon a time, nearly 3 decades ago, in my hometown of Chicago, a woman's engagement suddenly broke off, and she found herself single. When she was ready to date again, she set out to meet normal, well-educated people like herself. But blind dates were too stressful, and the bar scene was too meat-markety. Then she had an idea. She started meeting people for lunch or for drinks after work, and it was just right. Realizing that this was the fun, stress-free way for professionals to find connections, she started It's Just Lunch. Today, It's Just Lunch is still the best way for busy, relationship-ready people like you to go on high-quality dates. And to celebrate 28 years of making quality connections, they've got a special offer when you join in June. There's a reason these guys have been growing and succeeding for 28 years. It's Just Lunch is just right. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or give them a call at 202-466-6699 today. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
It's 7:33. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic is moving well on the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia. A couple of earlier incidents, one in College Park and one in Fairfax, completely cleared away. Traveling on 270, so far that looks good from Gaithersburg to the Beltway. Now, in Virginia and Falls Church, keep in mind that Route 7 is closed in both directions between Dominion Drive and Pimmett Drive because of an ongoing water main break that's been in place since yesterday. So watch for traffic diversions in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Right now, 69 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When someone gives you a gift, it's customary to accept it. A gift of winding trails, wrapped in blue skies and fresh air. A gift of rivers, lakes, and streams, overflowing with possibility. Designed to be shared with everyone. Of aerial zipline adventure, amidst a sky-high canopy of scenic forest. Or the gift of a self-guided tour on two wheels or four. Pure adrenaline with a twist of a throttle. It's the gift of West Virginia, the gift of adventure. And I always accept it because it's exactly what I need.
When it comes to adventure, West Virginia has so much to offer. Find your version of outdoor heaven at WVTourism.com.
Old Bay presents This Woman Who Got an Old Bay Tattoo.
I put Old Bay on crabs, corn, in sweet tea, on pizza, sloppy joes. I put it on everything I cook. I thought might as well put it on my body.
Are you a bigger Old Bay fan than this woman? Show your love on Instagram with the hashtag Old Bay Fan Contest for a chance to win an Old Bay electric scooter.
Ice cream, caramel popcorn, deer meat.
Old Bay. You don't just like it. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and over as of May 31st. Ends 8/20. Rules at oldbay.com/contest. Void where prohibited.
Buying a home? PenFed Credit Union is offering some of our lowest rates of the season on fixed-rate mortgages, so act now. Our earnings go back into giving our members low rates on mortgages and more, so you can have the power to purchase your perfect home. Everyone is welcome to apply. Visit PenFed.org. That's PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
7:36, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. We're joined each week by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research, trained CIA intel operative, service in the United States Army. Tony, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Rick, always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Iran.
Yeah.
Attacks on four tankers. They fired on a U.S. drone and they missed. Then they fired on a U.S. drone and they hit it.
Right.
Tensions are high. And my first question is the drone. It's got the wingspan of a 737. What the heck is in that thing that you can tell us?
Yeah. Well, look, there's a spectrum of drones with a variety of capabilities. I mean, we're talking about drones which are not much bigger than your hand on the battlefield, all the way up to the things which are literally, you know, commercial aircraft size, which are very high altitude. And this was a Global Hawk, which essentially flies way up high and has a very long loiter time. And for your audience, most of your audience probably understands this. Obviously, we have something called ISR, which is intelligence surveillance reconnaissance missions, which are designed to try to cover wide areas for essentially seeing what the bad guys are doing. And that's what this thing was. It was up high over the Gulf, trying to do wide area surveillance. The Navy has that mission. And so the drone itself is part of that spectrum of ISR technology that's out there right now. And there's some question, as you know, about where exactly that drone was regarding its location when it was attacked by the Iranians. And I think we're going to eventually know exactly where it was at. There's a lot of data out there regarding its own GPS signal, surveillance of, you know, I'm sure that we have surveillance on that drone itself. And I think we'll know before too long. I tend to believe that based on my understanding of the mission, that drone was still in international airspace, not in Iranian airspace. So that's going to be something that has to be sorted out.
Are you aware of any independent entities that would have like a reconnaissance satellite or tracking or data tracking? So in other words, whether it's, I doubt that China would be particularly favorable here, but somebody like the UK or Germany or someone like that, do they have something up in the sky that may have tracked this?
Well, there's several countries which have the technology to track something like that, and one of them, of course, is Russia. Russia, China, the UK, France, many of the Western countries could do that. The question becomes, were they doing it? So I do believe, and by the way, most of the people I just mentioned, you know, China, Russia in particular, have no love for us, so if they can verified that our drone was in Iranian airspace, I'm sure they're going to do that. Because, I mean, they'll want to take a poke at us if they can. So I think we'll figure it out eventually. Right now, I tend to believe that that we are correct about where we thought the drone was, which was in international airspace.
Well, they could verify it was in Iranian airspace, whether it was or not. They could verify it because they would want to
right.
Obviously,
exactly.
Be negative on the United States.
Precisely.
Okay, so we heard all about the strike that was prepared,
yeah.
As the president said, cocked and loaded. What would that strike on Iran have targeted?
My understanding of the package that they had selected was going to be primarily military and clearly designed to punish them for the recent bad acts in the Gulf. And I'll be clear here, and I got to be careful about kind of how I talk about this. It would have been pretty easy to vaporize the Iranian Navy in about 24 hours. And I don't think we were going to go for the full vaporization, but I think we were going to go for a very strong message. About how unhappy we are with this. And just for the record, I am one who appreciates President Trump's restraint on this. I think he made the right call. I think by the fact we've said this, I don't think there's any doubt that what I just said is true, or that they would believe what I said is true regarding our capability. And I think it's given everybody a moment of pause to think about what comes next, because, in the past, and I've even seen the neocons and a lot of the folks on the left who have been saying that the president's going to get us into war with Iran, now critical of him for not taking a shot at Iran, that the man can't win. So it's very clear at this point that I think the strategic pause for everybody to kind of take a breath and try to figure out what comes next is probably the right move for both sides.
So we could have vaporized the Navy in a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
What would the response been, though, of the network of Iran's state-sponsored terror groups? I mean, this now you're starting to get down to the, even the lone wolves that are on the program. What would that have meant in terms of what we would have seen? I mean, this is not like you're taking out a country's navy and you basically disabled that country. There's a network out there, and how would they have responded?
Excellent question. You're completely correct. And I think that's where the chess game has to be examined in more detail. As you point out, they have the IRGC, which has a massive global network. They've supported Hamas and Hezbollah within the region, the Houthi within Yemen. So it is a larger, essentially, amalgam of evil, if you will, which we would have to face off against and would be looking to cause trouble. With that said, I think there would be plans for continued escalation of our capabilities to counter these sorts of things. The other thing that I think the Iranians are learning about President Trump is that he's not reluctant to give the green light to U.S. military intelligence forces to go do things. And as we've noted several times, Rick, President Trump, once he gave the green light, ISIS was defeated in about a year. So I think we're winning right now. We're winning on most of the points the president wants. We're doing great things, great damage to their economy via sanctions. There's other things that are going on that we have been able to slow them down on, the Iranians. So there's really no reason to have done the strike. With that said, if we had done the strike and things had gone forward, I think we would have, as they use their network, Rick, the network shows itself, and therefore, once it's shown, you can destroy it. So it's a double-edged sword for them as well. If they've started to expand their efforts against us, that gives us the ability to detect and defeat their network. So as long as we stay one step ahead, and I would argue that if President Trump continues to authorize the military and intelligence community to do things, to be more aggressive, we would be able to keep up and stay ahead of them. I'm not encouraging that as a course of action, but I'm just saying that since the new sheriff's in town, he's a lot more willing to let us do our work as intelligence officers and military folks, I think we could have kept up with the Iranian bad acts should that have become necessary.
And a final question on this one.
Yeah.
What would you envision as Iran's next moves or their next options?
Well, I think they're going to have to take a hard look at what they really want here, because they've been acting out. I believe all this stuff's been acting out for the very purposes of trying to provoke an action like almost happened. They're trying to seek sympathy of the world, saying, oh, we're being the ones bullied here by the United States, not our fault. And I think that's what they want to continue to do. And I think we call their bluff. We're not going to attack them because we want, you know, that we want to try to escalate this. But it's very clear that the sanctions we have on them are working. And I think that's what they're going to have to face. Do they want to continue to act out badly and attack things and suffer consequences? Or do they want to come back to the negotiating table and start talking about a real nuclear agreement? And I'd like to believe they're going to start considering coming back to the table to negotiate.
New leadership at the Pentagon begins Monday, and we've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer to continue with us right after we check the latest on the WMAL traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Traffic moving well so far in Virginia on 95 headed from Woodbridge into Springfield, and no delays on 395 from Etz Road to and across the 14th Street Bridge. On 66 eastbound between 110 and the Roosevelt Bridge, there's a new construction pattern. Your lanes are shifting to the right. Also keep in mind, in the district today, the National Capital Barbecue Battle is taking place, so there'll be numerous street closures throughout the weekend, including Pennsylvania Avenue. That closed between 3rd Street and 7th Street in Northwest. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Perfect today. Sunshine, high of 82. A little warmer tomorrow. Look for 86 in sunshine on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, afternoon thunderstorms, high 91. 65 right now. We're headed to 82 this afternoon, 746 on the Saturday morning update. Talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. Did not get to the full-time position. He was acting Secretary of Defense, had to leave office. The new acting Defense Secretary, Mark Esper. Tony, what do we know about him?
Well, he's an Iraq veteran, a very experienced individual who's got really a kind of a ideal background to be looking at the real policy issues that relate to what we're dealing with right now regarding this kind of expanded series of incidents regarding Iran. Plus, he's been the Secretary of Army for a while. He's already been confirmed, and I think that's a good sign. There's been some concern I've seen, and I've seen Leon Panetta and some others on the left being critical about how, you know, oh my goodness, this is terrible, not having a SecDef at this time. I would argue with the Secretary of Army coming in to be acting, he's already well-versed in what's going on. Plus, you have a very strong set of military leaders, General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, very effective chairman, so effective he was actually an Obama appointee who was held over by President Trump, as well as the inbound chairman of the Joint Chiefs is Mark Milley, the general who's currently the chief of staff of the Army, speaking of the Army. So I'm confident that the current acting staff is probably as good as you're going to get, even if you had a permanent appointee who was confirmed in the head of the Pentagon. So I see this as all kind of, from the military perspective, the reality, we're just fine right now.
John Bolton, National Security Advisor, controversial figure. Tucker Carlson just skewed him last night on the Tucker Carlson show at 8 o'clock. What do we know about the possible alignment of John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, and the new defense secretary?
That's a good question. Well, I have to be really careful. So I think from all accounts, John has been, I think, offering some more aggressive advice than I think the president would appreciate. Mike Pompeo, I think, is a very measured hand. I think he's been acting very aggressively to try to create diplomatic options with Iran. And look, I know, like I said, I mentioned General Dunford and the Pentagon staff, I think, are amazing in their ability to put together real options for the president. From my perspective, the people I talk to, absolutely none of the people we just talked about are seeking war with Iran. And I think it's been one of the situations where they're trying to avoid the appearance that there's any attempt to push us to war, because, you know, a lot of people would like, I think, to see us to go to war. But I think at this point, they are looking for realistic options that do not include having to put large ground forces on the ground. And I think they're working together very well to achieve that.
I want to take 2 minutes on the investigation of the investigators, sure. Then 2 minutes on Joe Biden. First off, what is the status now of that investigation?
The basic investigation, the bones are still being put together. I know that there's a great deal of review which is required to establish kind of the baseline of information regarding why there was a justification for this. The biggest reveal this past week was that people in the FBI were warned that the Manafort information they were looking at was false. And this is one off-ramp, clearly, Rick, that they should have taken. Once they were able to verify information regarding Manafort's contacts with Russians and some of the things that they were initially looking at were false, they could and should have stopped, but they didn't. They went on and continued to pretend that information they were given on that was real and true, and thereby justifying their continued 2016 investigation. So this is something that I little by little we're going to know more and more about how information was misused by the Obama FBI as they developed this sort of thing.
So Joe Biden has been taking incoming fire from 360 degrees, full circle. So,
right.
I mean, you've got everything from the Democratic presidential contenders, Latino leaders blasted Joe Biden's outreach efforts yesterday. They said, quote, the wrong formula. When it comes to the military experience of Joe Biden in handling things, Huffington Post headline, Joe Biden says he's ready to handle the world. He got Iraq wrong 3 times. Jerry Dunleavy at the Washington Examiner, fascinating article he wrote last night. I would encourage you to check it out because it's got all the video that goes with it. Headline, from don't go to go. Joe Biden has told opposite stories about his advice on Osama bin Laden raid. Wow, he's got a lot on his plate.
So, yeah, this is an unfortunate feature of Joe Biden. And I noticed that his son has, Hunter, I think, has allegations that he's fathered some sort of a child in Arkansas. So I guess the basic Biden philosophy, if you can't get people to vote for you, have your son create new voters, I suppose. Maybe that's what they're doing. That's supposed to be funny there, Rick. But anyway.
You heard me just sort of gasp and whistle at the same time.
Yes. So, but the idea here is that Joe has been very consistently inconsistent. That's the one feature of Joe Biden. And I agree with the former Secretary of Defense Gates on this. Gates has been pointed out that Biden has pretty much been on the wrong side of history every time he's talked about things.
I just happen to have that exact quote from his book. I think he's been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past 4 decades. That's coming from Bob Gates, and he's a very measured guy.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't go after people. So this is where I think the American people and the Democrat Party are going to have to look at this guy and make a realistic assessment of do you want to have someone who essentially is let me bring up a feature from fiction, Commandant Lassard from the police academy days. You want to have someone who's kind of good-natured but completely bumbling in charge of the most important country in the world. I mean, I don't know. But his record speaks for itself, and Rick, I would not have him in charge of collecting money for Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I just, everything came out this week on Joe Biden, and we'll see what happens in the debates coming up on Wednesday and Thursday. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you so much for your perspectives.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on. Thanks.
7:53 on the Saturday Morning Update.
I was out of breath, my knees hurt, my back hurt. I didn't even like the image I saw in a mirror.
Weight loss can be challenging, but EMP 180 gives you nutritious foods and empathetic one-to-one guidance and support to keep the pounds and guilt away.
I'm Vera Carrick, and I live in Reaver, Maryland, near Annapolis. I am a registered nurse. My first consultation, I was excited. The mirror is one thing, but the internal that you can't see is a totally different story. You get on a machine and you get that readout. It kind of shocks you. They realistically put me at losing 30 pounds. I've lost 41 pounds. EMP, they care about their clients. They truly care. I thank them for restructuring my mindset and keeping me focused on the end goal to look better, feel better.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
SIG Sauer fans, proven Arms and Outfitters, is excited to announce SIG Days, June 28th and 29th, at their Woodbridge, Virginia location. Don't miss this must-attend event. SIG Sauer experts will be on site to show the latest in SIG Sauer firearms, gear, and optics. Be there on the 28th and 29th to be eligible for free giveaways of SIG Sauer merchandise. Plus, save an extra 5% off already low SIG Sauer prices and get a free box of ammo with each SIG firearm purchase. Proven Arms and Outfitters, your SIG Sauer headquarters in Woodbridge near Potomac Mills.
Earn an MBA from a respected state university for about $25,000 in just 18 months. At University of Maryland University College, we offer undergraduate and graduate business programs in fields like accounting, finance, marketing, and more, where you can earn certificates on your path to a door-opening degree. UMUC was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults like you. Our online courses enable you to gain a global perspective as you study alongside business professionals from around the world. Learn from instructors with real-world experience and access no-cost textbooks, no GMAT required, so you can get started right away. Find out why UMUC is the university made for you. There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program. Earn an award-winning MBA in just 18 months for about $25,000. Plus, with no GMAT required, you can get started earning the degree you need for the career you want. Classes start July 3rd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe. Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a health plus ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more. When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andme.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andme.com/listen. That's the number 23andme.com/listen.
Chris Plant here with some important news for listeners on our AM frequency, 630 AM. Beginning July 1st, there will be a new radio station on 630 AM, an all-sports sister station, so make it 105.9 FM WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-719-6029 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-719-6029 now. Again, 800-719-6029. That's 800-719-6029.
That is going to wrap it up for the Saturday Morning Update, and a happy first weekend of summer. Weather will be perfect. Hope you get out and enjoy it. We've got the 8 o'clock news next with Heather Curtis, and then it's Garden Sense right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.